The hand of Frank Lloyd Wright is unmistakable. His design is low to the ground, blending with its surroundings. This organic architecture features bands of horizontal lines built with textile blocks, simple designs with rich detail. Floor-to-ceiling windows let natural light flood inside. Playfully arranged glass blocks sprinkle bits of backlit color.
One of the things about this house is you have to imagine what the impact it would have had in 1938 when it was designed. But many of the things that he designed in 1938 are now taken for granted, the open floor plan and the floor-to-ceiling windows, and those types of ideas really happened for the first time during this period.
That's Jeffrey Baker, the lead architect on the project. He's traveled south from his Albany, New York-based firm to attend the grand opening. The home that's being constructed was designed by Wright for faculty housing on the Florida Southern College campus. Even though it was designed in 1939, the house still has an ultra-modern, even futurist feel. Baker says after all these years, his work still looks like it's landed from the pages of science fiction.
It's something that people may not understand when they first see it, but Frank Lloyd Wright wanted us to look within ourselves in order to really understand his architecture, to really question our own precepts and what's been given to us in the world and the forms that have been given to us in the world, and not take them for granted, just to keep questioning our own environment and to try to create an environment that resonates with our souls.
Wright's works are a major tourist attraction on this campus, which is perched on a steep hill overlooking Lake Hollingsworth. Rob Tate, a vice president at the college, expects the new Wright-built tourism center to be another big draw.
We have 30,000 people a year who come to visit just the Wright collection on this campus. And with the advent of this new center, we think we can raise it to about 100,000 in 2 years. And that's an economic impact of direct local spending of $9.7 million annually.
There's a big financial consideration here. Do you think you need to raise more money for the upkeep of these buildings, which cost a lot of money?
Our goal is to take the profits from the tours and the visitor centers and the things that we sell in the gift shop and put that back into the ongoing restoration of his original campus.
Florida Southern College President Ann Kerr says the popularity of Wright's work has ebbed and flowed in the past in the U.S., but overseas he has always been a big hit with architecture fans.
I think there will always be, though, this group of cultural tourists and those who are interested in art and architecture who appreciate the genius of Wright. And actually, there's been a resurgence of interest in his work, and so they have seen spikes in attendance at Falling Water, Taliesin West, and all of the other Wright locations. So we hope we can capitalize on that and become one of the top 10 cultural tourist destinations in the United States.
Even though Kerr's vision of cracking the top 10 cultural draws might be a dream, the architect, Baker, has his own vision of what Wright has wrought.
I feel it's almost like a dream. I've had this feeling once before when I visited Falling Water, considered to be Frank Lloyd Wright's greatest work, but it really drives home how wonderful a piece of sculpture can be and how architecture and sculpture can come together. I think Wright was able to achieve that better than perhaps any architect that ever lived.
Having Wright's mystique and a solid financial footing come together is what Florida Southern officials envision. Restoring those buildings, including Wright's iconic 1941 Annie Pfeiffer Chapel, will cost more than $50 million. In Lakeland, I'm Steve Newborn.